This is Trevor Davis sounding the alarm on March 5th, 2023. I'm calling this the crash of the fine china shop. Imagine, if you would, going to a very high-end elite store where they sold priceless china. Priceless, rare, beautiful, and crafted china. Plates, glasses, crystal. Things highly apprised, especially by specialists of such a product. All held on display and for sale by those that esteem such things, lusted and desired these things. But and sold. And then comes the time that all of it was smashed, destroyed into thousands of slivers all over the floor. All the displays came crumbling down. This is an example of what's about to take place in the earth today. God Almighty, a righteous God, loving, kind, slow to wrath, tender in mercies and grace, has done all that he can do and will do in providing Jesus Christ to be the rescuer, the savior, to redeem man unto himself. And the gospel has gone forth, the gospel of his kingdom, wherein dwells righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Spirit. And God has dealt with by the Holy Spirit to bring men under in sin, righteousness, and judgment, conviction. And the word of the gospel has gone forth as seed, some bearing fruit for a time, others with soil of a heart so hardened nothing is born but thistles and thorns, weeds, tares. There is only so much time. And the clock ticks and ticks and ticks. And God is kind and patient and waiting. And he is on a high throne, glorious indeed, higher than the heavens. And there are those that are in his throne, celestial beings, creatures, men that are created higher than man, angels, for his purposes. And yet God has ordained that man would be exalted and rule and reign with Jesus Christ. And there are redeemed souls, holy ones of the Lord. And attention is being called for in the heavens and in the earth, that God is risen up to judge, to make his fury known, for he has restrained himself a long, long time, and now will shout like a woman in travail, or as a drunken man in his fury, in his anger. And it is right, and it is proper, and it is due. It is ripe for judgment. God has been mocked, ridiculed, and men have sown wickedness before his face over and over and over, despite the warnings of judgment in times past through the flood during Noah's time, during the time when fire came out of heaven and destroyed all the people in Sodom and Gomorrah and the plains around there for their wickedness, lust, selfishness, and abominations that they did before the Lord. And God took out Lot and his family, but his wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. And these things are written so people would be warned and consider what the reward is for living in such a way before God. But The time has come when men's hearts are so hardened like callous rock. Their ears are closed for the most part. There's only a remnant. It is very, very few. And the earth abounds with religious people that put on an act and give God all the smooth talk, but their hearts are full of other gods, other loves, other lovers, and they commit adultery, spiritual adultery, by loving the world, loving the things he hates. But the time is coming to an end of all this. Crash! Smash! Broken in pieces, ground to powder. All these things that are held in high esteem by man, Satan, for he savors not the things that be of God, but of man. The satanic snare has been set in the earth. There is a war against all men and all the people that have given sway to the things that God detests have been taken in by it, even injected with poison, chemicals, and technology that destroys and brings death. God is to be feared, ladies and gentlemen. Hear this, O earth. Hear this, O heavens. God will not only shake the earth, but he will shake the heavens. And it'll be shocking, stunning, severe. And God makes bare his holy arm and reveals his wrath. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, for our God is a consuming fire. The angels stand amazed, amazed at how he's held back. His redeemed souls have cried, "How long, O Lord, before you judge those that have judged us harshly, speaking against you arrogantly, Lord?" But the time, rejoice, ye heavens. Rejoice, you righteous, for the time of his judgment is made manifest, and who will not fear in the day of his holy wrath? They will hide in the holes, the clefts, the rocks, the things that they trust, their own armaments, the fools and the blind. Alas! The great day of his righteous judgment is made manifest. And God is saying, make bare my holy sword and bathe it in the blood of my enemies, those that have hated me, detested me, mocked me, spoken harshly against me. The time of his judgment is here. It is ripe.